Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer is in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
How do you create warehouse superheroes? The answer is simple, with visual voice scan solutions from ProSensus. With record demand and labor shortages, warehouses need more effective workers and lightning-fast onboarding. Visual voice scan solutions from ProSensus enable warehouse workers to achieve superhero performance with up to 20% improved productivity and up to 99% accuracy. Hands-free barcode scanners from ProGlove paired with wearable mobile computers is just the beginning. Improved mobile interfaces with reduced keystrokes, easy-to-read screens, custom keyboards, voice-enabled interface, and more can be realized with ease on the leading WMS platforms. Sound too good to be true? Let us show you with our one-of-a-kind virtual demo. Visit ProSensus.com to get started today. Again, that's ProSensus.com to get started.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. In the booth, I am joined by Pat Hoskins of Newcastle Systems, and we've had Newcastle on the show a couple times. They provide mobile workstations and really give you some flexibility in the workspace, and I've used them myself in my other career working in warehouses and, you know, very flexible stuff. So we're going to talk to Pat about Newcastle, what they've been up to, and kind of how they've been addressing some of the needs of operations over the pandemic time and how things are going at MODEX. So, Pat, welcome to the booth. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Great, Kevin. Thank you. Pleasure to be here, and we finally reached day four, right? So.
Yeah, we're almost there, right? Yeah. Almost at the finish line.
It's been a great show, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the attendance has been insane, and, you know, it's great to see so many people out again, and obviously, you know, all the innovations that are going on. So if people are not familiar with Newcastle, why don't you give us just kind of an overview of what you guys do?
Sure. Thanks, Kevin. Mm-hmm. So our business is squarely focused on improving productivity and labor utilization and process accuracy associated with your traditional supply chain processes, right? Mm-hmm. Things like shipping, receiving, returns,
right,
cross-docking, all the everyday processes that happen in a warehouse. Mm-hmm. Now, we've expanded those in recent years to affect manufacturing operations, mm-hmm. Material replenishment, QC inspection, supervisory inspection, but it's all about improving productivity and process accuracy. We just happen to do that through mobile power strategies and mobile power carts that take those use cases, that take those processes to the most effective point of use, right? Mm-hmm. The best example maybe I can give you is a traditional receiving process, where when a pallet's received in a dock, they need to do put away, of course. So what do they normally do? They normally scan the pallet and then print labels with the location labels for each of the items for put away. Well, in many different facilities, still even today, the traditional way of doing it is you scan the pallet, then you walk 50 feet, 100 feet, 150 feet, get a stream of labels, bring it back to the pallet, and apply the labels. But when you look at that process, think about all the wasted motion that's involved
in
it.
Lots of waste, yeah.
Yeah, you have the walking, you have the whole stream of labels now, so you have the opportunity for defects, for errors that are going to occur by getting the wrong label on the wrong piece, right? And you have all the wasted time. Not to mention the safety implications, right? And the fatigue factors that are involved with the wasted motion. So all we do is apply carts that enable those processes to happen at the pallet. So for that specific use case, what we find is people normally waste 8 to 10 minutes a day. 8 to 10 minutes just walking back and forth.
Right?
Not to mention the accuracy issues, but that 8 to 10 minutes usually relates to about, at $20 an hour, about $10,000 a year per user.
Yeah, that's a lot.
For a $3,000, $4,000 cart, the ROI is enormous.
Yeah.
Right? So what we've been doing in recent years is applying those same concepts, those same lean principles, if you will, to the manufacturing environment for things like QC inspection, supervisory inspection. And now organizations are using it for maintenance and repair operations because they can have workstations for their people with big screens rather than using maybe a mobile computer or a handheld to try to read instructions or schematics from.
Yeah, and I think the value that you guys bring to an operation is definitely big, and it reduces a lot of that waste that maybe you don't necessarily is so evident. I mean, it's in front of you, and you see it, but you don't necessarily think about a different way to do it. But your mobile workstation certainly bring that to the table and allow you to be able to actually realize like, oh wow, I'm doing like a lot of work away from the actual work. So when you're able to bring in, these mobile workstations, as you said, have a bigger computer monitor and have, label printers at your ready and everything that you need to do your job in one spot that you just take to the work, it makes a big difference. And it saves a lot of time, saves a lot of cost. I mean, 8 to 10 minutes, you could be shipping another order, shipping another pallet out the door, getting another pallet received in that 8 to 10 minutes. So it's obviously adds up. So with the pandemic, obviously, in the last 2 years, it's a big change in a lot of things, right? So how have you seen that, mobile workstations have been able to help companies get through the pandemic a little bit easier and navigate some of the challenges that they've experienced?
Well, every industry has been really devastated by the labor challenges, right? It's the number one, number one biggest problem facing our customers, and that's almost regardless of industry.
Right.
So what we're able to do here is provide a concept that really is automation, but it's maybe not the same way you think of automation when it comes to robotics or certain other mechanical devices, but we automate the motion that people are going through by simplifying it. So what's happened during the pandemic and the subsequent labor shortage is people need to get more out of their employees in a shorter period of time. And just think about the implications of mislabeling something or getting something wrong.
Right.
Because you have the wrong product getting to the wrong customer, right? With the increase in e-commerce over the past few years, that's magnified because now it's going direct to the consumer.
Okay.
So the implications are not only the time and expense of returning that item, but customer dissatisfaction, right? And the e-commerce industry itself has really changed in the last couple of years. We're seeing e-commerce sites move closer to their consumers, mm-hmm. maybe smaller buildings now because they have more of them,
yeah.
Smaller aisles, meaning they need more mobility, mm-hmm. lighter weight carts or lighter weight motions, not always a forklift lift is always the best option mm-hmm. To get in and out of the aisles and have the velocity they need to get stuff out the door. So velocities yeah. have increased dramatically. Mm-hmm. We've also seen things like an increase in RFID, right?
Right.
Barcode technologies take a fair amount of labor. They have to be scanned. Mm-hmm. RFID is semi-automated, yeah. right? Especially when you get into like an RTLS mm-hmm. Type environment. It can impact business very easily. So we've had to adapt our technologies to accommodate that. Mm-hmm. You've seen things like, especially during the pandemic, things like fresh food operations, pre-made, yeah. uncooked meals. Mm-hmm. Right? Where are they produced and where are they stored in cold chain environments?
Yeah.
So the cold chain part of the industry has upticked significantly. Mm-hmm. So what we've had to do is adapt our technologies to accommodate those, right? Mm-hmm. So we're definitely a lean trained organization.
Yeah.
We're trained to embed ourselves in our customers' environment and do the Gemba walks with them, mm-hmm. understand their processes and how we might be able to affect them through mobile power and mobile powered carts.
Yeah.
And we've seen just in 2 years, things such as RFID and cold chain environment and ways to get people trained and functional in the workplace environment quickly
right.
is paramount to their success. Mm. Training's a big thing because with the constant changeover of employees in a warehouse environment these days, simpler sometimes is better, right? Mm. And we've accommodated that through continually changing our portfolio of battery strategies and carts to enable more productivity in those environments.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think it's great that you guys are a lean organization. I know I've talked to Kevin from Newcastle before about this, and I'm curious actually, as being a lean organization and offering a product that really caters to that lean ideal and the reduction of waste and things of that nature, how do you maybe approach a company that doesn't necessarily have that lean mindset, and how do you get them to understand what they're missing out on or the waste that they have that's present, but they're not really thinking about it? How do you approach a company like that?
Well, you have to be willing to invest the time to right. understand their process. You have to embed yourself in their business. Mm-hmm. And, we're trained from our president down to put the customer first and understand
yeah.
their business, not mm-hmm. just their operations today, but what are they trying to do? What risks are they facing? What are yeah. they trying to avoid? So mm-hmm. we spend an inordinate amount of time doing that analysis with them, right? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily for them, but with them,
okay.
Because we want to teach them as we go through the process. So, we all get so wrapped up in our everyday business, our everyday mm-hmm. processes, it's very easy not to see the forest through the trees, right?
Yeah.
Because we're so close to it. So by taking a fresh set of eyes into the facilities, doing things like, one application that we recently worked on was with an amusement park company where they want okay. to take their maintenance and engineering folks mm-hmm. were using handhelds for the engineering diagrams and the directions to mm-hmm. repair the attractions.
Yeah.
So by using a mobile powered cart, now they were able to use a big screen mm-hmm. and a laptop and very comfortably with a tool chest in front of them mm-hmm. be able to affect their performance on their attractions. So but by embedding ourselves in their environment and understanding their processes, we can teach them, and we have a good legacy. We have 16 years mm-hmm. of succeeding with this, so we can bring best practices and use cases and references into their environment that will show them how it's been done repeatedly over the last 16 years.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's a very interesting story there because, dealing with that challenge, I think, and, I've certainly seen where, not necessarily an organization as a whole, but certainly, departments or people within the organization are not thinking in that way. And it's difficult to get them to almost open, I guess you could say, that third eye, right,
right.
of the
That's
lean
right.
and identifying waste. But once you get there and you're able to see it, I mean, you see it everywhere. It's pretty remarkable, and it's kind of, you start to think about things in a different way, and I think you guys are really enabling people to be able to reduce a lot of that waste and be able to bring the work to to where you're actually doing it and then get things done within one complete set. So really interesting to hear from you, Pat, on Newcastle and you know what you guys are offering and how things are being received as well. So, you know, it's great to see you guys continuously improving, which obviously is part of the lean mindset well. So I'm sure that's where that comes from. So, you know, continue to reducing this waste and, you know, hopefully help people to be more flexible in their workspace as well. So if people are interested in finding out more about Newcastle Systems, how can they do that?
Yeah, very simply, NewcastleSys, .com, and give us a holler. We're happy to embed ourselves in your organization, understand how you do things today, and figure out a way to, you know, optimize labor utilization and productivity. And you know, in some worlds, like a medical device and pharmaceutical, it's about process accuracy and data accuracy.
Right.
So the more we can embed ourselves and understand, we're happy to visit and help with that process.
All right, great. And we'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, Pat, thank you so much for coming by the booth and talking to me today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.